Does this have anything to do with beer other than being called Bockfest? I don't think so.
Bock is a type of beer, actually.
No shit.
Every now and then, I'm your least favorite person on the planet, and I treasure those moments.
Welcome to Brews Day Tuesday podcast episode 556. Well, I got Tyler Driblets. Number, how do you like them apples?
Hey, that's pretty good.
All right. Well, welcome everybody to a particularly New England version of the Brews Day Tuesday podcast, I guess, with that accent. What are we going to talk about? Some dumb shit, I guess, probably. I don't know. Some dumb shit. Boris, you want to talk about some dumb shit with us?
Yeah. One of our local watering holes here in Quincy, Massachusetts was closed recently because Mr. Affleck and Mr. Damon were shooting a movie there.
Oh, yeah?
I think it was Affleck and Damon. It was one of the triad of Boston boys.
Who's the other one? Marky Mark?
Marky Mark, yeah.
Yeah, Marky Mark. Well, presumably it wasn't Marky Mark because they didn't shut down the Asian restaurants out of precaution.
Oh, because he assaulted a Vietnamese dude.
He sure did.
It's so wild, the statute of limitations on cancelability. Like, just some of the stuff people have done and it's ended their careers as compared to, like, that was, like, a real legitimate, very bad crime.
Yeah.
And he's just still a superstar.
He's just hanging out. Yeah. Also, his latest shtick is, like, this prayer app, which he had, like, a Super Bowl commercial for, and his Instagram is hysterical because every Sunday he posts a video where it's, like, a video of him doing the sign of the cross, and he'll just go, all right, stay prayed up, happy Sunday, everybody, but he might do it, like, a couple of times because he just, like, doesn't seem to know what to do with his hands while he tells you to stay prayed up.
stay prayed up? I don't know, that feels like the type of thing that in an MMORPG, someone would be like, I see that our stats are getting low here, everybody stay prayed up, make sure you have all your boosts and boons.
Like, hit that prayer button, yo.
Yeah. Oh man, that's hilarious. Do you think Mark Wahlberg would have stopped 9/11?
No. And it's not that I think he would have tried and failed. It's that I think he would have frozen because I think that's an extremely natural thing. And I'm not trying to say, like, he's such a pussy because I wouldn't have done anything either. It's what? I think he neither would have overpowered the assailant nor failed to overpower the assailant. I think he would have sat frozen and frightened like everyone else.
Well, also, people seem to forget that there were four planes involved in that incident. So what was, even if he stopped one of them, would he then, like, hop on to the next one?
Yeah, flown from one plane to another, jumping off what is that movie? Air Force One. Get off my plane!
Yeah, used one plane to, like, nudge the other one out of the way.
Exactly. Yeah.
Anyway, I guess if you could have gotten one of the Twin Tower planes to hit the other Twin Tower plane, then saves the Twin Towers, but Pentagon and also, as I recall, a random field in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, they got that fucking field.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's probably, like, a historical site now. It ought to be if it's not.
No, it is. It is. They have a whole memorial there, and it's like a national heritage site or something.
Good.
But anyway, Boris, what are you drinking?
Well, since it's a New England podcast, I am drinking Sea of the Wind, a Session New England IPA from Quincy's own Break Rock Brewing Company. Some good little can art here for the visual effect. We got a pig and a goat, I think.
I'm seeing that wind.
A very furry mountain goat. It looks like a nice little idyllic scene there. There's a description. Within Irish folklore, the pig and goat were said to have the ability to see the wind and predict the weather. We raise this tasty Session New England IPA dry hopped with Galaxy and Kohatu hops to their folk legend, skills and say Slanja.
I do like Galaxy Hops.
I have never heard of Kohatu Hops, I don't think. Sam, have you?
Nope, it's new one on me. I wonder if I've just been at the brewing game too long. They're making new hops and I'm not keeping up.
Pretty much. Oh,
new hops just dropped. I don't know. It's weird. I would never call this a New England IPA except for the fact that it's hazy, I guess. It's like not, I'm not getting any of the citrus or melon or like sweetness that you usually get from a New England IPA. And the hops are just a lot sharper than usual. Like, this is almost like an extremely dry pale ale or IPA. Like, it definitely tastes like a session. Oh, it's 5%, in case I didn't read that one off. But the New England, it is not. And we'll...
What about the finish? Is the finish New England-y or no?
Well, it doesn't taste like wet, salty road runoff, which is all of New England right now. So no. I don't actually know what a New England IPA finish
just
is like.
Just kind of muddled. Instead of
I
like
usually think like a classic American IPA has a really crisp, clean finish, and a hazy does not.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely kind of sticks around for a while. Like an uninvited party guest, it lingers a little longer than I would like.
So
like
poetical.
Actually invited, Doug. Why don't you have a place yet? There are plenty of places you could live. Doug, why do you still live with me? That's a situation from 8 years ago that still comes up sometimes.
Doug, speaking of guys who I wonder how they're doing occasionally.
I weirdly feel like if you ask Zach, he would know. Like, I feel like he and Zach probably text monthly.
Okay. Because he dropped by my place in Cambridge. This would have been like a year or two after I moved from Wisconsin. Just
fucking
like,
of course he did. What a weird guy.
I think he texted me. It was like my like girlfriend just kicked me out or something. Can I crash with you? And he did. He crashed with me for like a night, like on the couch. We were kind of like a very social house, so it wasn't that weird to just have people like coming in and out for a while. But like, I don't know. I mean, he was always a very pleasant guy. I wish him the best.
No, I love that boy. He's just very strange.
All right. Well, anyways, yeah. That's the beer that I'm drinking this week.
Well, I'm doing a similar thing. I've got Mispillion Rivers, Mispillion Kitty Roosevelt Hazy IPA, 6.5% ABV. Looks very cloudy and juicy and kind of a mild head with different sized bubbles. Smells very orangey. Ah. Nah. I don't like it. It's very muddled. The only kind of citrusness I get is more of like eating the peel of an orange rather than like delicious orange juiciness. So it's like muddled and astringent. It's not very good, is how I would put it. Samuel?
Sorry, bud. Yeah.
Oh, well.
From Weldworks Brewing Company. Well, so spring has sprung here in Wisconsin, so it snowed this week. So I got a stout. This is chocolate chip cookie dough stout. 6.2%. A lot of sweetness in the nose, which I think it should have, but also makes me a little nervous. Oh, that's lovely. I'm nice. Sorry, boys. Neither of you guys like your beer, so I feel bad, but the chocolate is there, but it's not overpowering, which makes sense because, you know, it's not a chocolate beer. It's a chocolate chip cookie dough stout. So
right.
The chocolate is there. The malt is there. There's like some biscuitiness, which I think is supposed to be the cookie at large.
Yeah.
And like just a hint of salt, which I also like in a cookie. No fucking hops to speak of, but I think this is pretty tasty.
Nice. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Does it say whether they, like, add cookie dough, or are they doing this one with just the true beer ingredients?
Oh, it does say with milk chocolate chips, vanilla, and milk sugar. So.
Well, I assume there was some lactose in there.
Yeah, so some of the flavor elements, but I don't think they're kneading out dough and dumping chunks of it in.
It's not like cookie dough ice cream where I'm going to find chunks of it.
I should hope not.
That would be weird.
I mean, it wouldn't fit through the can hole.
Can hole.
Like,
ladies.
Yeah, what if they had, like, boba beer?
I wouldn't buy it.
It'd be disgusting.
Yes, I would. I just wouldn't like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would absolutely buy it once, but I don't like boba. It's not for me.
I think I've had it, like, once, and I was just like, this is a weird, like, side activity to do while I drink this very sweet iced tea. Like, I guess I'll also chew on these, like, gummy things.
Boba is on a list of things in my head that I'm like, I haven't tried that in at least 10 years. I should try that again because tastes change. Along with Baja Blast. I've been a Baja Blast hater forever, but then I was thinking about it. I was like, I haven't had Baja Blast since high school. That's half my life ago.
You might be the only high school boy who does not like Baja Blast.
I did not like it at all. I went to Taco Bell and drank different Pepsi products.
Weird.
But I should give it another shot. Along with boba, I guess.
I guess. Here's something we should maybe give another shot or not. I don't know. From punchdrink.com, are beer flights passe?
Before we get into the article, I know that passe is an insult, but I'm not strictly speaking sure I could define it. Like, it's uncool, but more specifically, what is the word passe trying to get at?
Out of fashion.
It's like over, done.
Okay.
Like, yeah.
Old. It's been beaten to death.
So this is, I should intuit from this that beer flights were hip 8 years ago and now they're passe.
I think that's part of the argument that's being made here.
Okay. Proceed. Thank you.
Yeah. So, the argument is talking about beer flights. Apparently, there are a lot of craft breweries that don't really like them because they take more time than, like, just getting a glass of one thing. You need more storage for all the stuff. And another argument is that, like, I guess some people don't want... I don't know. It's kind of a fucking dumb-ass argument, in my opinion. It does make sense, which is why I'm having a hard time articulating
editorializing.
It.
Just introduce the facts, and we'll get...
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's why I'm having a tough time articulating it, because it's dumb. They're like, well, you know, you shouldn't try... This beer took, like, a lot of time and effort and is, like, subtle variations that you really need to, like, take time to sit with. You can't just, like, have it in a flight.
So a little bit of a devil's advocate on that is that... For your number rating on this show to be considered valid, you need to drink your whole beer.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's, I think, thematically a similar thing, but also...
But it's missing the point of the flight.
Like, right, for a flight you should be saying, this I definitely like, this I definitely don't like, and this I might have to think about some more.
Yes.
Maybe I'll come back for more.
Yes. So that's why I think it's a stupid argument.
Yeah, that is usually when my wife and I go to a brewery, if they do flights, it's like, let's get a flight and we'll each split each beer and then we'll figure out what we want to get like a whole one of.
Yeah.
And that's a good way to get untapped points, which is the real root goal of all of this thing that we do.
Absolutely.
I haven't checked in on untapped in months, I don't think.
Oh, dog. I'm catching up to you then, probably not.
So the flights, I used to do flights all the time, but now for two reasons I do them much less frequently. One is I feel kind of bad for the workers because it sometimes seems like it's a pain in the ass for them, and a lot of times,
which is part of the argument that this makes. Yeah,
yeah. And a lot of the time these places are understaffed, and I remember from when I was working in food service, if someone would order something annoying when we were really busy, I'd be like, well, obviously I'm still going to make this for you, but it's inconveniencing me and everyone standing behind you in line. And now everyone's going to be mad at me when they should be mad at you. The other reason I don't do flights as much is because I go to the same bar pretty much exclusively, and I don't need a flight there. I've had everything they have twice.
Yeah. But I don't think that makes them passe.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, it's your decision as a business whether you put something on the menu or not. You don't put something on the menu that takes your staff more time to make than it's worth. And, you know, if you want to not put flights on the menu, don't put them on the menu. But don't put them on the menu and then make
and then
me
complain.
Feel like a tool for ordering them.
Yeah.
I also, like, a lot of places I'll be like, oh, do you do flights? And they're like, no, but, like, if you want a taste, let me know, and I'll give you a taste of something before you order it. And I respect that, too. But
that's the thing that kills me, actually, is a place that does flights, and someone would be like, can I get a taste of this? Can I get a taste of that? Can I get a taste of this? And it's like,
oh, no, you get two tastes maximum. And then it's shit or get off the pot.
I would say that's one more than I think is reasonable. And same rules at fancy ice cream places. You get to taste the weird, like, balsamic cherry ice cream just to be like, nope, this sucks. I'm getting the peanut butter one. Like, you sample the weird one to make sure you don't want it and then just get something that's actually good.
Yeah, I don't know. I agree. Like, you can't have it on the menu and then complain when people order it, you know? If you don't want to have it in the first place, then that's fine and that's up to you. but I do think they absolutely, like, have a place, you know, if you go to, you know, a brewery that you've never been to before, and I do think it's a great way to get an idea of what you might.
Well, I think we've lost Tyler, so let me make his point for him. It's a great way to be introduced to a new brewery, and I was going to say, that's a really swell point, Tyler. Let me raise you one.
Uh-huh.
I think places that have a lot of places will have, like, their 6 taps that are always on and their 8 taps that are rotating or whatever.
Yeah.
If you have a handful of flagships, you should say, like, we offer flights, but this is the, like, this is the brewer's choice flight, and it's just their standards.
Sure.
Even partially because those are the ones you're really trying to put your weight behind, like, buy into them. And also, I think it probably makes that bartender's job a little bit easier if they're used to making this specific combo of beers as opposed to just whatever 4 you picked. I think we lost Tyler again, so Boris, you're going to have to weigh in on my great opinion.
That's... Shit,
Tyler.
I think that's fine, Sam. I just, you know, like, I just think flights absolutely have a purpose, you know, to kind of introduce you to a place that you might not know. Because, you know, you could go to a place and it says IPA, but it could be a very different type of IPA than, you know, you might be thinking. Just because it's a style you identify doesn't mean you might not want to try it first, you know?
No, totally. I'm really just trying to think of ways to streamline it for the workforce. Like,
yeah, that's fine.
I don't think the right answer is to abolish flights. I think taking it off menus if you don't want it on your menu, obviously, is one approach. But I'm just, other ways to make it as easy as possible in the workforce, because they seem like a pain in the dick to me.
I mean, is it that bad, though, if I just walk up and I'm like, give me, you know, 2, 6, 9, and 10, and their taps are numbered, and they're like, all right, here you go. Like, is it that much slower?
Sometimes it's about the presentation. Like, if you have a paddle, or as the article notes, or a skateboard, guitar, or metal basket. I guess those are things that people do.
Oh, yeah, a lot of this article does seem to be about, like, fancy-ass flights that are, like, you know, if the brewery's logo is a guitar, it's a guitar or whatever.
Over-the-top presentation-type stuff. And, like, I get why they want to do that, but every extra element is another element that the bartender has to deal with. And I suspect that people aren't I guess I don't know what the tipping assumption is there, because it's, you know, say it's four samples. I don't think that's I'm going to tip four drinks worth.
Yeah.
But I think I should be tipping more than one drink's worth.
Yeah. I mean, if we're going to open the tipping can of worms, this could be.
I know. We could have a whole other conversation about what a shit show tipping is.
Yeah. I mean, did you find that people who ordered shitty things when you were in service tipped more? Or
I worked at Subway, so they tipped.
So they didn't tip you shit.
Mostly, they tipped if they were name redacted. A friend of mine who would come in and order the craziest, hugest sandwiches he could think of, and then I would ring him up for a cookie because we knew there were overhead cameras that were filming what we were doing, so money had to change hands, but you couldn't really see how much was coming across. So he would. You know, get an $11 sandwich for the price of a cookie, which was like 39 cents or whatever, and then tip $5. And that was the racket.
I see. Damn, I can't believe you put that down in recording. Subway is going to be after you.
They can come after me, but not my boy. I didn't say his name.
Not my boy, redacted.
I'll roll on him immediately.
Trying to bring it back to the article, trying to finish off this article. I think it was, if the headline is, are flights irritating for waitstaff? Then the answer is yes. But are flights passe? I think the answer is no.
I'm with you.
All right. Yeah. Great.
I don't know. I love flights. Love a good flight. I mean, more flights.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's good. Anyway.
Is there a comment section? Can we just comment, the Bruce Tuesday podcast humbly disagrees?
Sure.
All three of us do it in unison?
Yeah. We have made a unanimous 3-0 decision.
There are no comments. I'm sorry.
Good thinking, punchdrink.com. I thought you were porchdrinking.com, a different drinking website.
Otherwise, we'd be all over Courtney Eisman. Think she's Jewish? I think she's Jewish.
Might be a dude. Courtney, I'm aware of male Courtneys.
Well, I'm just saying Eisman's a little bagely. What have you been up to over there, Boris?
Brooklyn-based freelance writer.
There we go. Uh-oh. There we go.
Did we lose Boris now? What is going on with the internet tonight?
They're making Heeb jokes. I got to get out of here. I don't want to get caught in anything bad.
He's just remaining perfectly still, so no one can hear him.
Please, guys, I'm running away. I'm going to move closer to the router in hopes that is the problem.
Well, you're back for us now.
All right.
What have I been up to? Still alive?
Still alive. She is closing in on 4 months old.
Dang.
Very smiley, very farty, very cute.
Well, yeah, president of gas, got to be farty.
That's right. She's been dropping bombs that, like, I'll be holding her and she'll fart and I'll be like, I got to go change her diaper. And then I go and there's nothing in there. And I'm just like, oh, that was just like a body rattling fart, I guess.
It was crazy.
I think that on the subject of childhoods, my eldest has discovered my opinion that flatulence is a sign of dominance. So she was on the turlet and I was in the other room and I ripped one like crazy. And I, as a joke, blamed it on the younger child. And she said, no, that was me. She took credit for what I did so she could show me what a great farter she was.
Was that when you shed a tear of pride?
That's when he shat a tear of pride.
Now I know she's coming for the crown, so I'm giving her a true threat.
Now Sam's just pounding beans and cabbage.
I mean, beer will help.
All that gas. Yeah, but otherwise, just doing the typical kid stuff. We've been bringing her to the brewery every once in a while. We went to a St. Patrick's Day brewery festival thing last weekend with my parents, which was fun. And we went to a brewery that typically only makes IPAs, but for the occasion, they made a very delicious Irish dry stout. And I was just sitting there like, why can't y'all have something like this on rotation all the time?
It's wild to only make IPAs. I know that IPAs are popular and somewhat idiot-proof, but it's just, you lose out on so much market only having IPAs. Like, I feel like you have to have a dark thing and a light thing, because you cover so much more market with just two extra beers.
Yeah, this place typically has, like, 14 things, and, like, two or three of them are, like, a hard seltzer or a cider, which I respect. Like, have something for the people who don't like beer. One of them has been, for a long time, just, like, an imperial stout, like a 12% pastry stout, and I'm like, that's cool, but I'm not going to, like, drink that and then drive my wife and daughter home. So that's off the menu. There will be, like, a Mexican lager or something, like, kind of
okay.
not.
Okay, well, so you got your dark and your light. Okay, good.
Yeah, and then, like, the rest are IPAs. So it's, like, 12 IPAs and, like, two other options.
It is crazy how normal that is for, like, a place to have, like, a million IPAs and, like, one other beer.
Yeah, and I'm like, come on, guys. And so we went to our favorite Break Rock, which is where I picked up this can today. And they have a lot of different stuff. They have a Kolsch. They have a Martzen in the spring, which is a little weird, but was, you know, fine. They had...
You're not winning over Sam naming Kolsches and Martzens.
Two of my least favorite styles.
Dude, a crisp
Kolsch. They have a Goza, Kolsch. Too.
You can't say. That. I mean, they did have a fruited sour, which I skipped that part of the menu. But I don't know, man. A crisp Kolsch on a nice day. Mm.
I just like when my beer tastes.
I don't know.
I like guys who didn't get captured personally.
So, anyways, I don't know. Up to that stuff, I guess.
Cool, man.
Yeah, you might recall from a few years ago, Tyler, how I had jack shit to say a while.
I know, it's going to be the same way, but he's the guest.
Yeah, I'm hoping that since Boris is only on monthly-ish, he'll do better than I did when I was coming on weekly-ish.
Yeah,
but
yeah
at some but point it's just like, oh, we kept her alive for another month. Hell
I know.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I asked if the child was still alive. That's the biggest thing he's doing right now. I understand. Yeah. I get it. I'm plugged in.
Well, and there's two things. There's the thing where, you're not really doing that much because you're busy keeping this kid alive. And then there's the other thing where you can't fucking remember what you did or when it was. Like, I was just thinking, like, oh, we should, like, text our friends, Matt and Amanda. We haven't seen them in a while. And then I was like, no, we saw them last weekend. It just, like, feels like it's been forever and, like... A second all at once. It's
is your
very
sleep
weird
still
things.
Fucked, or are you back on track?
It's better than it was. We're typically getting up once at like 4 or 5 in the morning, and then we put her back down, and I either go back to bed or I get up for the day, depending on how I'm feeling.
I think that's pretty good for where you're at.
It's honestly, she's really good.
It's very survivable.
Yeah.
Like, that's the type of thing, like, the way a 3-week-old baby sleeps is not sustainable. You have to do it knowing this will end soon. But right. I think a kid that woke up at 5 in the morning every day forever, you eventually just adjust. You're like, this is my life now, and I'll live it this way.
Right. And... like, the other day, she was, like, she wouldn't go to bed, and every time we pulled her out of bed, she was, like, perfectly happy, and then as soon as we put her down, she was crying, and I was like, I think she's just, like, awake, and so we just, like, played with her for an hour at, like, 11 p.m., and she was just, like, happy and giggling, and then she passed out, but the whole time, we were, like, I'm annoyed because I want to go to bed right now, but also you're like happy and adorable and this could be much, much worse. Like you could just be screaming all night. So, you know, the good and the bad.
It's so fun to watch Tyler listen to you talk about this type of stuff. Cause for me, it's bringing up warm memories that I have. And for him, he's just like, suckers.
It is, you know. It's exhausting, but.
Speaking of exhausting, living all these years and drinking all these beers, should we do Beers of the Years?
Oh.
Oh, God. damn it. We can't do beers through the years right now. We got to do another article first.
I think we should talk about...
I wasn't sure if you were here, so I was going to start without you.
I wasn't.
I think we should do box through the Cox instead.
Box our Cox. Yeah, let's go to www.wave3.com. Bockfest brings thousands to Nulu for goat races, versus, and beer. I guess Nulu is someplace in Louisville. They've got some shit called Bockfest. Bock, one of my least favorite types of beer. But this is a festival that traces itself to the mid-19th century, marking changing of the season when bocks were released after a winter of aging. Ugh. So now...
I think of bocks as being best in the winter. It seems weird just as spring has sprung to be sending them out in the wild.
Oh my god, my internet is so bad.
So I bad. I thought you were staring at me sternly, like you really hated my opinion, and then it was just that you were frozen.
No, well, I mean, I don't disagree that I think I traditionally consider Bock to be more of a winter beer, but I also hate it, so who cares? Now, this fest, I guess, has beer, but really, mostly what they talk about is blessing goats. So, I guess... there are goats that they bless, and then, I don't know, that's about it. This whole thing is pretty weird to me.
Okay, so now this seems to say that a bock is a dark beer. I guess it doesn't mean like a stout, right? It just means like darker than average?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, that's my understanding. I actually like bocks quite a lot.
That's fine.
I think that bocks are they're underrated only because I don't see them that often, and every time I do, I'm like, oh, Bock, I like Bocks. And then I have one, and it's good.
I think they're more expensive and time-consuming to make than something like a porter or a stout.
So if you're
looking to tick the dark beer box, it's not going to be Bocks.
I think they taste like soy sauce.
My box, you think, tastes like soy sauce. My box and Bocks are different.
Oh.
Just reminding you of your opinion that I know that you don't.
No, I appreciate that.
I sound like my wife.
You got your Mybox, you got your Doppelbox, you got your Bock.
The thing about Bock is I don't love the flavor of a Bock, but there is a flavor to it. And I feel like if I like made an effort, I could get into Bock, but it contrasted with something like a Kolsch or a Pilsner, which was shit talking earlier, I think they taste like water, and it's like, there's nothing here to learn to appreciate, it just doesn't taste like anything. As opposed to a Bock, it's not a profile that I prefer, but I could get into it, I think.
I understand that. I really think you guys are missing the importance of the goats in this story, though. Are you not weirded out by the fact that they throw holy water on goats and then, like, parade them through the town? You guys not bothered by that?
No, I think that fucking rules.
Okay. When's
the last time you went to a goat race, Tyler?
I just don't get the Catholics. Like, they'll just bless anything.
Yeah, man. It's fun. You get to sprinkle water on shit, and then a goat race. Like, this seems like a great day, honestly. I would absolutely attend this event. I would get some Bocks, I would get some brats, I would watch the goat race, I would watch the little kids who appear to race the goats.
I got to take Tyler to task here for his bigotry against Catholics. I don't know, is there a term for that? Because as you recall, as the wise rabbi said, we got trees, we got rocks, we got blades, let's bless them all and get fishnicking.
I guess that's true.
Christians aren't the only ones who will bless things willy-nilly.
No, that's true. I guess there's just, like, such a prescription on, like, worshiping thing. We're getting way too heady now. None of this fucking matters. But, like, they're like, you can't worship anything but the big man upstairs, but also we'll, like, bless goats and, like, you can pray to saints and, like, we'll, you know, bless roses and throw them out of a helicopter.
Oh, man, actually, to your point, I was talking to my mother-in-law, who works for a church, about like just like logistics of the church. If there's all right, my kid's making noise, but I think she's okay. She's still watching Paw Patrol, so she can't be angry. They have the special wine that's the God Blood wine.
Yeah.
If there's leftover God Blood wine, you can't just like put that back in the fridge or whatever.
Yeah, they're gonna knock that shit back.
Yeah, it's God Blood.
And you can't just pour it down the drain if there's extra.
Right.
There's like a specific way you have to dispose of it that's like, I guess technically you're supposed to bury it, but they have like a specific pipe that goes deep into the ground, like into the earth's mantle that they dump this shit down so that it counts as burying
it. So whatever. That's so weird. Let's get off this topic. Let's get off this topic. It's so bizarre.
You're right. Let's get back to the goats.
Hold on.
I was thinking about goats.
Okay. Continue. That's fine.
I feel like it's a common boy thing. Boys younger than us. Boys maybe 8 years younger than us. To be like, what's the biggest animal you could take in one-on-one combat?
Yeah, sure.
I think goat might be my answer. I'm just looking at these goats. I could beat up one of these goats. But I couldn't beat up, like, a horse. And a horse is just, like, a big-ass goat. I'm not good with animals.
Clearly, you're trying to fight them all.
Now, when you mean fight, like, are you trying to kill this thing? Is it trying to kill you?
I guess I don't know what the rules are, if it's like you know,
a weapon,
3 5-minute rounds, or if it's a fight to
okay,
the death,
right,
or it's a ring out situation. I don't think there are specific rules.
If it's a fight to death, I'm not sure you could kill this goat, Samuel.
They're pretty cute.
No, they're just like, they're tough. Like, what are you gonna do? I don't think you could strangle it. I don't think you could break its neck.
Then I think the fight might take 3 days, and I just have to wait it out.
Right. But I do think in like a boxing match, you know, I think you could get a TKO.
I mean, if I could KO it, you'd think I could kill it, I guess, unless I don't have the wherewithal.
Yeah.
Isn't a TKO like winning by decision?
That's what I'm saying. I think
okay.
You
could say. No, those are different.
Oh.
The TKO is when the ref stops the match because you beat his ass too bad.
Right, or like if he like breaks like a foot and like he's still up but he can't box.
I see.
Got his broken ass.
I see. I see.
I do think Sam. I think Sam could win by decision against a goat. Absolutely.
Well, probably I'd kick it in the face once, and then it would like kind of just stand in the corner like fuck this guy, and then I would sit in the other corner like I'm winning by points.
But what if it knocked you over after you kicked it in the face, and then the judges?
Well, then I have to kick it in the face again. It knows what it did.
But then the judges would be like, "It's just a wee little goat. Like it shouldn't have been able to knock him over, but it did. Maybe the goat deserves to win." I just
well,
think
now we get
really
into weight
funny
classes of the whole conversation.
Right.
Discussion to listen to.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, guys. I talked about fighting goats too much. I don't think we're going to have time for beer through the years this week.
Damn it. That's too bad. What is – now I want to hear Boris's take on what the biggest animal he thinks he could beat is.
Well, okay. Here's the thing is I feel like there are, like, large animals that are pretty gentle.
Yeah.
You can't say blue whale because they live in the water. That's bullshit.
Like a panda bear? Right? Like, those are pretty big, but they're not going to fucking do anything to you.
I think if you cocked back and hit a panda bear, it would kill you immediately. I don't know that for sure. I've never seen a panda kill anything, but I feel like it would just, like, not even think about it, just a slash across your face and you bleed out in seconds.
I think they probably do have surprisingly sharp claws.
I don't know. I think that's the biggest animal I could take, and I think it's not because I'm strong, but I think
because
it's
because they're pacifist.
Panda bear is so timid.
Right. Okay.
I have seen a somewhat analogous argument that I think is like bullshit, you're not playing the game right, which is people will say a lion in a boxing match because it would bite me to death and I would win by disqualification because you can't bite.
No.
We already talked about
that. That's not in the spirit of the game.
No, it's not. That's stupid. That's stupid. That person probably doesn't like flights.
Fight or Flight, something like that.
Oh, that's something, anyways. Boris. You're getting there.
That's the name of the episode, Boris.
Yeah, you're getting there.
Workshop it, I guess, yeah.
All right, okay.
What's your answer, Dip?
I don't know. I don't know. Like a dog, I guess?
Dog is a shit answer because they're like orders of magnitude to dog size.
Yeah, yeah, you're right, you're right, you're right. I think I could take anything from like a collie on down.
Okay. I was just picturing you kicking a shih tzu between the uprights.
Yeah, yeah. No, like, I couldn't take on, like, a malamute, you know, but, like, I think I could kill a border collie, probably.
Well, that's sad.
I'm just saying, like, physically.
I'm just saying, fight a goat, they have tasty meat.
Do they? Nobody's really eating mutton anymore. Like, as soon as we got other...
Okay, okay. First of all, mutton is sheep, which is different from goat.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Second of all, you can get goat at an Indian restaurant, and I think it's good, and my whole family thinks it smells bad enough that I was, this is not a joke, asked to eat it in another room the last time I ordered it.
Wow.
I thought it was really tasty, but I'll never order it again because it was so embarrassing. They were like, we can't be in the same room as that. Please leave. And I don't think it was like the goat's fault. I think it was the spices or whatever they didn't like.
Incredible.
Because I got a goat curry last weekend, actually, and it was
See?
Like... The meat was fine. It just kind of tasted like slow-cooked meat.
Now you're talking shit about slow-cooked meat. I don't even know you anymore, Boris.
I mean, it was good. I wasn't like, oh, damn, I got to go out of my way to get goat. I'll just get some like, pulled pork next time.
I'm more just saying, like, Tyler was shitting on the idea of people eating goat. I think if you looked up top 5 most eaten animals in the world,
ooh,
goat would round out the list.
That doesn't mean it's the best. It's like, why don't you go eat some shit? Billions of flies can't be wrong.
Well, we're talking about humans. Humans have a different palate than flies. Your argument is so bad, Tyler, I don't know where to begin.
Your argument is bad.
Billions of flies can't be wrong.
Your argument is bad. Just because something is eaten a lot doesn't mean it's good.
Hang on. My daughter's been screaming for a while, so I'm going to see if support...
Sounds just like Sam's argument.
I'm going to keep yelling at Tyler. So the thing is, if it weren't tasty, people would stop eating it.
Incorrect. That's just not true. Like, people... If you...
I can't tell if you're frozen or if you're just not formulating arguments anymore.
I missed most of what you said, but I think most people who are eating goat are doing because they got to eat something to stay alive, not because they're like fucking tasty ass goat over here.
Then why is it in restaurants?
Well, I don't know. You're going to disgusting restaurants. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just joking on that one.
Man, You'll throw the W word around and not say JK afterwards, but you won't. You don't want to bring all of the subcontinent down on your ass.
They've had enough, you know. Like, I like to punch up. Italians can take it.
Sure. Goat is definitely not something that I would go out of my way to eat, but people eat a shitload of it because it's good.
I guess. I've never had goat. At this point, I probably never will have goat, because I don't eat mammals anymore. But,
right. Other than zebra.
Ah, yeah. Oh, boy. They look so tasty, though.
There's the marveling. It goes from the outside all the way in.
Yeah, exactly. That's the way it works, obviously. I think we've got one more article to do.
All right, okay.
All right, so this one is stupid. From MLive.com, Michigan brewery uses ancient method to recreate extinct beer from archaeological dig. So some folks did a dig, and they scraped out some stuff from a Scottish vessel, big clay vessel from Scotland.
An urn, and I would call it.
An urn, yeah, there you go, that's the one. And so they like figured out what was in there, and then some folks in Michigan are going to brew it in these giant amphora that they have. Instead of, like, aging it like normal, they're going to put them in these big-ass fucking things because they claim it's more authentic. I don't know. I don't care about this article, you guys. I don't give a shit.
We could have just only had two articles.
We could have. I didn't realize just how much I didn't care until I started reading.
All right. Well, then what you been up to, bud?
What have I been up to?
Are you on a trading card yet?
I submitted my information to be on the trading card, so we'll see.
Nice.
Yeah, I don't know. I was gonna ask Boris what was the best part of his St. Patrick's Day, because mine, I had a lantern tour on St. Patrick's Eve, and I had a whole bunch of green assholes on my tour.
Just, like, ooh, drunk as shit?
Drunk, wearing capes and kilts and...
Kilts is the wrong country.
Don't I know it, pal?
Don't they not know it?
I don't know. It was just, it was really something.
What is a lantern tour?
I do, so I run a small museum for Delaware State Parks, so one of the things we do is do, like, a lantern tour of the museum, because it's an old 1800s era building.
Spooky lantern lit thing.
It's not really spooky, but yeah, we tell some stories of, like, shipwrecks and stuff like that. And I'm sorry?
Spooky vibes.
Yeah, kind of spooky vibes, I guess. And so it's something that we do fairly regularly, but this one was St. Patrick's Day Eve. And so I had a whole bunch of fuckers busting out of the wall on this tour.
Man, who's like, what should we do for St. Patrick's Day? Let's get shit drunk and go on a Delaware State Museum tour.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Throw up on a tourist like a normal person.
Yeah. Nobody ralphed, which I was extremely grateful for. I don't think anybody's ever ralphed on any of my programs.
Would you kick them out?
Yes.
Have you ever kicked anyone out of a program?
Have I kicked anybody off of a program? No.
You talked about how you told those people to get off the fucking sand dunes or whatever.
Oh, yeah. I kick people off the dunes just about every day of my life.
But you never kicked anyone off a program.
No, I've never kicked anybody off a program, which is interesting. I've never really thought about that, but I guess that's good. I've never really had any issues. I worked with a kid who just kept having medicals on his programs. Like, one dude, like, just passed out. Another person, like, somehow, like, cut themselves and was bleeding all over. It was crazy.
And wait, so this was an employee of yours? Kept yeah. And are they a serial killer, do you think?
I don't know, maybe. I think
this is them practicing?
No, I think if anything, this is like Munchausen by proxy, because they were a volunteer firefighter, so they were very well trained to take care of all these situations. So he was probably, like, you know, making himself look like the hero.
So you think he was like, he nicked the kid,
and waited a minute,
and then came back to rescue him?
Yeah. No, that's
this is all admissible, right? This counts as testimony?
Yeah, for sure. No, I'm just kidding, Mark. You did a very good job. But yeah, it was weird. He just kept having these medical incidents on his tour, and I've, like, never had an issue like that. Thank God. The worst I had was somebody biked into a parked vehicle and broke their wrist, and I was like, well, guess I'll call the ambulance.
You might have told that on here before. That sounds familiar.
Yeah, it was hysterical.
Were they looking down at their phone? Did they think the car was going to drive out of their way in time?
I don't know what they were doing. No, they couldn't have thought the car was going to drive out of their way, because it was, like, not on the road.
Some people are dumb.
Yeah, well, they clearly were dumb, but that's the biggest issue I've had. And with that, shall we rate these terrible beers, Boris? And Zach, Sam's okay
fuck
beer?
Fuck you, dog.
Yeah. So
hanging out with my real friends, Boris and Zach.
That's right. Don't forget it. Yeah, I had Break Rock Brewing Company's See the Wind, a 5% session New England IPA. At least it's labeled thusly on the can. It really does not taste like a NIPA to me. Yeah, I don't know. Like, it's an okay beer. Like, I don't mind just drinking it. Like, I got a 4-pack and I'm going to drink the other 3. They're fine, but, nothing to write home about. It, didn't really live up to the style, I think, that it was going for. It's kind of just too, like, resiny. It's too sharp. It's too hoppy to be a New England IPA, which is supposed to be, I think, a little sweeter and smoother, than your typical IPA. So if they just called it a session IPA, it might have scored a little higher with me, but I think there's still just like, there's something there that I don't love. Maybe it's those like, I don't have the can in front of me anymore. Whatever that new kind of hop is. Maybe these
Cuba
new
Libre,
hops.
I believe it was.
Yeah, maybe it's that Cuba Libre hop, exactly. Is Cuba Libre hop something they did back in like the 50s?
It's, yeah, and I guarantee you, no Cubans were doing it. It was just racist.
Oh,
hey, Boris, Andy's off.
Yeah, Boris is mad that we didn't let him actually finish his.
No, there's. We have one overweight cat who is not supposed to eat the other cat's dinner, but she does. And then when I see it, I yell at her, and she runs away. Except she's recently started not running away when I yell at her. She'll just like look at me and then go back to eating. And if I go
two
over
words,
there,
super soaker.
I should get one of those. But the thing that she started today is if I go over there, she'll take a really big bite and, like, run away and like, eat the rest of that bite.
At least she's running.
That's true.
So I just had to go take it from her. Anyways, I'm going to give it 5. I'm going to give it its ABV. And I don't know. It's just an average beer. It's not that good.
All right. Well, I had Miss Pillion's Kitty Roosevelt Hazy IPA 6.5. percent ABV, and this was really bad. It's like instead of making orange juice with the delicious orange, they made orange juice with the bitter rind, and so it tastes like what's the word I used before? Acerbic? Is that the word I used?
Nope.
No? Well, kind of like that, I guess. It's just bad. It doesn't taste very good. So I would give it a 3.5, and I don't know. I guess I'll recommend this to people who do, like, the stuntman shot.
I don't know that shot.
It's when you snort the salt and do tequila
right.
And then the lime in the eye or whatever.
That's one of those that's like the Superman, where it's like no right. One really does that. It's just something that teenagers giggle about on the internet.
Right. Well, if you think that's a cool idea, drink this beer, because it's equally as an upsetting an experience.
I would say if you're that person, don't drink this beer because you're 15 and that would be illegal.
Ooh, virtue signaling over here.
Is the word you were looking for astringent?
Oh, that's the word, yeah. Got thank it. You.
Yeah, so I had, not that anyone asked, Weldworks chocolate chip cookie dough stout. Ooh, baby, they could have kicked this one up from 6.2 to 9.2, and I think it would have really, really sang for me. It's one where, like, usually I appreciate when booze is well hidden. I think a little bit of booze would have brought out other flavors here.
Sure.
I think booze would have made this taste better, which happens rarely.
Yeah.
But all in all, it is quite tasty. I think my comments from the beginning stand where I can see how you would get chocolate chip cookie dough out of this, and all the flavors work together. Would have liked a little bit of hop in here, but I see why they shied away. I'm going to give this a 7.5 and recommend it to Cookie Monsters.
I would try that beer if I saw it. I think that sounds pretty good. Are you going back to the Goose Island? Well,
I'm going back for the last time, at least the last time in a while. I got one left, and it's not even from this year's crop. It's from last year's crop that I realized I hadn't finished.
So it's super aged.
I mean, you know, these are barrel stouts, so they should,
it should
be good
fine.
Age.
It should be fine.
We'll see.
Yeah. All right. Well, Boris, good luck keeping that child alive.
Thank you.
Samuel, we will see you next week.
Not if I see you. Well, even if I see you first, got him.
Got him. Listener, if you want to tell us what you're going to do with your 3 clay amphora, You can email us at BrewsDayTuesdayPodcast@gmail.com. Your comment links at BrewsDayTuesday.com. Don't let us be done. We'll see you next episode. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Here comes a beer. Catch all your tears. Drink the remedy. Forget about your problems. Here comes a shot. Lose all your thoughts. Drink the remedy. Forget about your problems. This one's on me. Fix you for free. Drink the remedy. Forget about everything. This one's on me. Got what you need. And take your medicine.